The Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies moved to 6-0 last night at home, defeating Thunder Ridge in 2 and Osborne in 2. Osborne defeated Thunder Ridge in 2. In St. John's, St. John's Beloit Tipton defeated Stockton in 2 and defeated Pike Valley in 2. Coach Joel Struckoff, Kennington football coach, said he knew what he was getting into when he traveled to Sylvan Lucas to play a great Sylvan Lucas team that has a great weight room and an experienced coach in Ben Labertue. He said the Mustangs were physical and ran the ball all over him. Although there were a lot of great points, including the passing game, Struckoff looks forward to improving this week after getting beat 56-20 by Sylvan Lucas. Looking forward to a great game against Rock Hills this Friday.
Yeah, like you said, Coach Labertue there at Sylvan always has a really tough ball club, a really physical ball club. They don't do anything super special, but they do everything extremely well, and that's what we ran into Friday night. Felt like we maybe missed out on a few opportunities early that maybe could have changed a little bit of the game. I'm not going to say it would have completely changed the outcome of the game, but missed a few opportunities week one. You know, a lot of things that we can fix, and like I said early on, you know, I talked to you preseason that when you play a Coach Labertue team, you've got to be ready to be play physical right away, and I felt like maybe that was one of the things we struggled with there, is that we just didn't match their intensity, didn't match their physicality. And if you can't match physicality with Sylvan, you're probably going to have a long night. And it kind of turned into that a little bit. You know, our pass game was really good. You know, had Evan Slavik with 170 receiving yards. Tate Foreman, I think, threw for 284. So, honestly, we were able to move the ball extremely well. It's just we didn't capitalize in situations where we really needed to capitalize. I think you know, got down there to about the 3 or 4 yard line, didn't convert, fumbled on about the 20 yard line. Just a lot of those things that you really have to be efficient with your offense and put up some yards, but just couldn't capitalize on a lot of those situations. You know, just power football. I feel like, you know, not a whole lot to say there in regards to what he did. I mean, he just kind of ran us over and was a more physical player than what we were that night. I feel like, you know, it's just straight downhill, and he did a very good job of getting downhill, making one cut, and just going. You know, like you said, that was the first thing that I mentioned to our boys, is week one to week two is when everybody improves a lot. And if you look at that game, there were a lot of turnovers there early by Rock Hills that, you know, if you don't put those turnovers into the game, that game probably was going to be a completely different ball game. And I feel like, you know, like you said, week one to week two, you're going to cut down on those things there. So we have to be ready. Like you said, they're a huge team, and they're going to play a very physical brand of football that we saw that we just didn't do a very good job with this last week. So have to be mentally, physically there this week.